Hey, Mon Grief, this is Travis, going over Chapter 7 in this podcast pager of Language and Culture. The first point I want to analyze is the Indo-European language family, which contains about 400 to 500 different languages, and also has about half of the world's population of speakers in it. This pretty much directly supports some linguist theories that communication used to be just one large language worldwide, because you're able to fit many different languages into just one group, and some of those languages are very far apart from being similar. The second point I want to analyze is the language policies and cultural landscape, which says that basically culture can kind of bend language to its will and change it. This is showed by the Hawaiians, who have dozens of names for dozens of fishing nets, and because of their mainly fishing economy, this demonstrates their ability and willingness to communicate effectively and prosper, because they're able to change their language, so basically their method of communication, to what would be best for them, so other people in other nations and other countries could effectively also do the same thing for their whatever would make them prosper the most. I believe that we are very lucky to have developed language and communication in the first place, because if we didn't, we really wouldn't be able to get much anything done, and we would not have developed as far as we have, even in like thousands of years or millions of years. Just like the TED Talks example, if you just put arrowheads down in front of someone who makes arrow shafts, they could think that it's just a gift. Like, there's many interpretations that could go with you giving something when you actually intended for them to trade you. But with language and communication, you're able to get exactly what you want and or need through that, by being able to communicate what you actually mean. The connection I have to this reading is kind of funny, because the fall of the Berlin Wall was also due to a translation error. So, in the Soviet Union, they were preparing a press release to talk about their new immigration policies, I believe. And one of them was that the wall was going to be opened in East Germany, so Westerners and Easterners could move freely between the border and cross the border. And one of the reporters asked when that will take effect, and realizing he read the translation wrong, because it actually wasn't supposed to mean that everything was open, and I also believe that there wasn't even a translation for him to read of when, he just shrugged and said immediately, and that led to the fall of the Berlin Wall. Now, if I were to make a book cover for this chapter, I would probably have two people sitting at a table talking in Paris with the Eiffel Tower in the background. The two people talking to each other is to signify the language and or mostly communication, in that they're able to communicate things to each other, and the Eiffel Tower in the background is to both represent where they are, France, and so France's culture, and also the language that they're speaking, which would be French. And I'd give a catchphrase for this chapter as, "Do you understand me?" All right, Moncrief, that's a wrap for Chapter 7's podcast pager. See ya.